Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better, and everybody do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into 3 and Out. I am Brandon Orrick alongside Billy Williford. Intern Will. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. How's the early start?
I'm surprisingly doing well. I'm handling the morning a little bit better. I made a point to go to bed early and give myself plenty of time to get up this morning, get ready, take a little bit. Give myself plenty of time in the shower, so I'm not too sleepy this morning. I'm feeling pretty good. Had enough time to swing by and get breakfast, so I'm doing good.
What's the bedtime for Brandon Orrick when he has to wake up for 3 and Out?
I went to bed at... It was about 11:30, 11:45.
That's still pretty late. I'm getting into a routine at waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh no, nope, nope, nope.
I am ready for bed at 9:30. Now I don't go to bed that early every night, but I am ready for bed.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
You know, we did find some big news yesterday.
We did. We did. Tennessee. And it's crazy because we've been... Tennessee fans have been a little worried about the recruiting up until the past couple of days. When are we going to start? When are we going to get the commitment? When are we going to start seeing the recruiting start to pick up? And then ever since Friday, you had Cooper Mays on Friday. You had Jordan Murphy on Saturday. You don't get one on Sunday. You get a commit Monday. And then yesterday, Tennessee adds 2021 athlete Elijah Howard. So now you've got two commits for the 2021 class.
Yesterday, Elijah Howard, it should be known he plays for Knox Webb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right here in our backyard. Yep. 5'11", 183, as Brandon said, an athlete. He's probably going to play in the secondary once he gets here. However, he's quick enough to play special teams. You could see him in the future returning punts, returning kicks. He wasn't, I looked at it yesterday, he wasn't ranked by 247. Now, Brandon, 247 Sports Composite Rankings has him as a three-star, as okay. the 571st best player in the nation, the 54th running back, so they have him listed as a running back. Could still play running back at Tennessee. It's not the Jeremy Pruitt type of running back. He's, you know, he's not Jeremy Banks. 23rd best player in the state of Tennessee. You got to keep those guys in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, and we talked about it on the Blitz yesterday. That's kind of been the theme with all these recruits that have kind of been committing lately. All in state. So that's huge, and that's something that previous staffs have not been able to do, and I get it. I mean, Tennessee is a very large state. I mean, Memphis is closer to Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Alabama than it is Knoxville. So it's basically it's the same state, but it's far enough away where there are a lot of other schools closer. So, I mean, it's hard to keep every in-state guy in Tennessee, but you've got to get the guys that you want. You've got to get the guys like Cooper Mays, like Elijah Howard, like Jordan Murphy. You got to keep those guys home. You can't have Clemson and Alabama coming in like they have in years past and getting the guys that you want.
No, you're right. Elijah Howard had offers. Again, a three-star commit got the commitment yesterday afternoon. 5'11", 183 athlete. Plays a little bit of running back. Probably will play defense once he makes it to Tennessee. He had offers from Tennessee, Mississippi State, Purdue, Tulane, Virginia, Virginia Tech. There's also interest from Alabama and Vandy. However, no offers from those teams yet. I would imagine, Brandon, that this list will continue to grow because he's still got some high school football left to play. You have to think that now that Tennessee's offered, now he's the Tennessee commit, more teams are going to hop on board. He's probably going to get a little bit bigger. I wouldn't be surprised to – I don't know if he'll take visits to other teams. If he's a Tennessee guy, I mean, he plays in the backyard here. But you would think that offer list is going to grow.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, like you said, he's got interest from Alabama. Don't know if he'll ever get a committable offer from Alabama if they do decide to offer him. I'm surprised that Vanderbilt hasn't offered yet. Seems a little strange. But, yeah, good for Jeremy Pruitt and company. We'll see. Do we get another recruit today? Does the hot streak continue?
Well, you know, there's a kid out of Ohio who has Tennessee in his top six who's supposed to announce either Friday or Saturday. Now, in fairness, all of his crystal balls point to Ohio State. However, Tennessee is in the top six. They're about as hot as any team in the nation right now. I know 2021 is way down the line. There's only two recruits, but it is a top 15 class in the nation, second in the SEC right now. Again, no, I know it's super early, but I wanted to get back real quick, Brandon. You mentioned all these people having a problem with Pruitt. This is the second year in a row that a portion of the fan base, I won't say all of it because I think there are some very smart Vol fans. All of our listeners are very smart. There's a portion of the fan base that had a problem was really worrying last year about Pruitt's recruiting, and we saw that class actually jump up to in the top, 15?
It was
almost in the top 10, right?
It was top, definitely top 20, and you were kind of between that 10 to 15 range, I believe.
And I think the 2020 class has the potential right now. It's ranked 24th. I think it has the potential to move up in the top 15 and get another close to a top 10 finish. When are we going to just sit back and watch this ride and let the guy do what he does best?
Well, here's my thing. And I noticed this from the time that Pruitt got on campus. The guys that this staff is going after, they're not the guys, or it doesn't seem like most of these guys aren't the ones that are kind of committing early. Some of them are kind of waiting later, and some of them even on the early signing period, on signing day. So, I mean, some these guys that they're going, they're not committing right now. They're going to be committing later. But yeah, I mean, he's proved that he can close strong. He did last year in the early signing period, and then even after signing day last year, you had you still had the news that you got Aubrey Solomon. You even added some transfers, so I'm not worried about it. I'll put my trust in Jeremy Pruitt until he proves otherwise.
No, I'm with you. I got a question for you, and we might want to hit it after this break.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and tease it. Are you worried about the 2020 class and the lack of five stars? Because I know that is another worry that people are throwing out there, that they're worried that Pruitt is getting a bunch of decent guys. I say they're better than decent. I mean, a four-star talent's better than decent, in my opinion. However, a bunch of decent guys, no elite guys. Something that we can bounce around after this break, if you want.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll take a quick break right here. We'll kick that around on the other side. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to jump on, talk about the commitment, Tennessee recruiting, or anything that is on your mind. We'll take a quick break. You listen to 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Six five five four six eight two zero zero is our number if you would like to hop on with us.
We got to figure it out, man.
Finally got the Periscope up and running.
Wasn't our fault.
No,
I'm not gonna throw anyone under the bus, but it wasn't our fault.
I'll say it. I heard them incriminate themselves yesterday. They said that, now obviously I was not watching, so I don't know if this is true or not, but the boys on Talk Sports, that's when it all went down.
I was listening to that happen live.
So that's when it happened. And here we are. 18 or so hours later.
Still dealing with it.
Nobody takes responsibility around here, Billy. I know you've not been with us as long as some, but responsibility's not doesn't get taken up. And Ben Lee's texting me. He says we did not touch the wall in all caps. I didn't say that they touched the wall. I did not say that they touched the wall. He says that it all just came down. And they are situated very precariously up there. I'm not blaming Talk Sport. I'm just saying that that's when it happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Man. I just hope they stay up. We got it looking okay.
We'll get it figured out.
But back to my question, Brandon. So in the 2020 class, Tennessee has signed 0 5 stars so far. A couple 4 stars, a couple top 50 players in the nation, according to 247. Excuse me, composite rankings with Keyshawn Lawrence, the safety out of Nashville. 63rd player in the nation. Harrison Bailey, my guy, Harrison, my quarterback, Harrison Bailey, 6'4".
You're high on Harrison Bailey?
My guy. The dude's out here recruiting better than some of the coaches are. I think he can pull Rakeem Jarrett. If there's anyone that can pull Rakeem Jarrett from LSU, it's Harrison Bailey.
So you're not a Haynes King guy?
I'm not. Well, look, I think Haynes has the talent to be a very good college quarterback. I've watched this film. Would I love if Haynes King came to Tennessee? If Harrison Bailey wasn't already committed, yeah.
I know that there are some that feel the other way.
Did you see my guy win the quarterback MVP?
I did see that he won that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Haynes King didn't. I don't even know if he was part of the competition. But my guy won. No, I'm just impressed with the kid and I think this happens every year, but he has been very vocal about getting guys to come to Tennessee with him. Five-star or not, I'm okay with a top 120 recruit. In fact, I know there's a couple like Cooper Mays. He's a four-star. He's all the way down at 317. Like, I think you take guys like Cooper Mays and you're okay with that, even if you don't have the five-star guy.
Yeah, and I mean, he's kind of – I mean, they still have another year left. They still got time to kind of go up in the rankings a little bit. So I'm not that worried about it right now. Like I said, a lot of those five-star guys usually don't commit early. They kind of wait until closer to signing day. Why that is, I don't know. But I'm not worried about it. I will let Jeremy Pruitt and company worry about that. I'll let them take care of that. And like I said earlier, I'm going to trust them until they prove otherwise, at least when it comes to recruiting. Now, I feel differently about the on-the-field coaching. I take a show-me approach when it comes to that. When it comes to recruiting, I'll trust them until they give me a reason not to. But I'm tired of buying in to unproven guys on the field coaching.
So you're not on board with Pruitt?
The jury's still out.
Okay.
The jury is still out.
You saw signs last year of things you weren't impressed with?
A little bit. The South Carolina game comes to mind. The Vandy game comes to mind. But then there were also games and things that you saw last year where you're like, okay, I can see where this could, but I need to see more. I mean, Kentucky game, Auburn game, and I know we still got our eyes beat shut, but it was not as bad as we thought in the Georgia game. I thought that they played nicely in that game as well. So I think there are still things, like I said, I think the jury's still out.
When it comes to like five-star recruits, you saw Butch Jones really, I don't know how many five-stars he actually pulled in, but he brought in very, very, very high four-stars as well. And as we see now, they didn't even run football practice, you know, and so he couldn't develop the talent. I think I'm more okay with Pruitt and company bringing in these three- and four-star guys because I think that they can develop this talent. I mean, we saw it last year. Now, a lot of credit does go to like Alante Taylor and Bryce Thompson for just being good football players. However, I think you have to give a little nod to the coaching staff too to put them in a position to succeed as well as they did. We saw Emmett Gooden late in the season step up on that defensive line. He should be probably your best defensive tackle this year, maybe the best player on the defensive line, period. So I think I'm okay with these 3 to 4 star guys who are very, very, very talented with the development of the coaches that we have compared to a guy like Butch Jones, who is very talent dependent, and then once they get here, they don't develop.
While we're still on recruiting, saw this last night. Are you familiar with Dazlin Worsham?
I'm not.
He is a 2020 four-star wide receiver who was committed to Alabama. Posted last night that he has decided to decommit from Alabama, and this is a guy that Tennessee has had on their radar and has hosted a few times since Pruitt's been here. So, interesting development last night as far as that goes. So, a four-star 2020 wide receiver decommitting from Alabama. Can Jeremy Pruitt kind of make a late push?
We
get in the door.
Yeah, we kind of touched on this. I guess it was on Monday with Chance. We talked about Rakim Jarrett being on campus this past weekend and how if you're a receiver right now in the 2020 or 2021 class, shouldn't Tennessee be very high on your list with the quarterback situation that we should have in the next few years? And like Marquez Callaway is going to be gone. Jawan Jennings is going to be gone. Palmer, Brandon, like we're about to, it's almost like the basketball team really, like we're about to filter through all the receivers that we've known the past 2 to 3 years because they had to come in and make an impact as freshmen and sophomores. If I'm a receiver, like I think Tennessee makes my top five just because I'm a good player and I want to go somewhere. And especially with Chaney as the offensive coordinator now, you know, like you have to think. So that would be a huge get. Rakim Jarrett would be a huge get. That would really flip this 2020 class upside down, and all these folks worrying about the recruiting would have to sit on their hands for a little while.
Yeah, and I mean we'll see. Like I said, I'm gonna sit back, watch. Hopefully, the class closes strong.
What's your prediction right now?
I mean, so much of it depends on how the season goes as to where you're going to finish in recruiting. I think that we kind of finish somewhere between, if I had to put a number on it, I'd say 7-5. And I think that kind of gets you right around the top 10. I think you're kind of in that 11-12 range, somewhere right in there, between 10-15. And I don't know, who knows, maybe they make a strong push and they land some guys that they don't that are committed somewhere else, some five-star guys, and that kind of pushes them into the top 10. We'll see. I'm not sure. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to join us, talk some recruiting. We will move on from the recruiting conversation. You got some Kerry Blackshear Jr. news that we'll get to at some point. Got another question about another football question that we'll kick around. And then David Ubben had an article in The Athletic yesterday that we will get into as well. You're listening to 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. .735 on your Wednesday morning. So as I mentioned before we went to break, had a little bit of an update on the Kerry Blackshear situation. And I feel like we've been on Kerry Blackshear watch for like a month now.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Are you just over it now? because I kind of like the drama because we're like in the latter parts of June. What else is going on? I mean, tonight all that's on television is the College World Series, which we probably need to talk about at some point today.
No, we will.
But that's all, and I'm kind of I kind of like the fact that I'm going to Twitter trying to figure out the best is listening to all these Kentucky fans freak out when anyone says anything about Kerry Blackshear at Tennessee.
That is good. A Kentucky meltdown is always high quality entertainment. But I'm starting to sweat a little bit. Whenever it first came out that he was transferring and Tennessee was kind of one of the ones that was in the mix, I was like, well, at least we're in the mix. I don't really feel too good about landing him, but we'll see how it goes. Visits Florida, visits Arkansas. Nothing. Then the news comes out he's going to visit Tennessee. Okay, get him on campus. Then he's visiting Kentucky that weekend. Visits campus, goes to Kentucky, still no commitment. Then we hear that he's kind of narrowed it down to two teams, Tennessee and Kentucky, and that a decision is expected to be made on Sunday, that he was very close to a decision. And here we are on Wednesday. And Jake Weingarten, who is kind of been on this from the start, tweeted yesterday at 6 o'clock, another KBJ update, pretty significant one, out of Virginia Tech. They believe they've got, quote, a really good shot at getting Kerry Blackshear Jr. back. This is a realistic option. The leader has changed many times, but hearing UT and Virginia Tech are the leaders right now.
Do you buy that with the Hokies' assistant coach taking to Twitter? Hashtag Hokie Nation. Let's show Kerry Blackshear how much we want him back. Does that sound like a team that is leading?
Billy, I'll be completely honest. I have no idea.
Does anyone know?
No. No one knows. I don't. Kerry Blackshear still doesn't know what he wants. And I'm not tired of the drama. Like you said, Billy, it's the end of June. We're almost to July. And what else is going on? It gives us something to talk about. But here's my thing. As a Tennessee fan, and I'm sure you all know as well, I can see exactly where this is going. I can see where it's going. Maybe I'm just conditioned. But I'm getting ready for just a total kick in the crotch.
I feel like the longer it goes on, it kind of feels that way.
Oh, yeah. And the longer it goes on, the more they're raring back.
Are you thinking that kick comes from Florida or Kentucky?
I don't know where it comes from.
Because you wouldn't be necessarily upset if he went back to Virginia Tech.
Oh, I'll be devastated if he doesn't come to Tennessee.
But it stings more seeing him in a Gators uniform or a big blue uniform in Thompson Bowling Arena.
I'll be devastated if he doesn't come, if he just doesn't come to Tennessee, period. I will be ticked off if it's Kentucky or Florida.
You're that invested. I feel like we all are. I feel like we all are. What do you think it means to add Blackshear next year?
I think it means you are a top 25 team just about all year long and you're solidly in the tournament.
I think we've talked about it a couple times, but I think with Blackshear, you should expect to make the Sweet 16, and it's very laughable that all these Kentucky fans are comparing Tennessee to Arkansas with the Kerry Blackshear sweepstakes.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got into plenty arguments last night.
Comparing them how?
Saying that, why would Kerry Blackshear want to go to Tennessee? They are not even going to make the tournament. With Blackshear.
With Blackshear?
These folks don't watch college basketball.
That's just fake news.
These folks don't watch college basketball.
Now, I mean, without Blackshear, I don't know. I mean, without Blackshear, you know what you've got in Lamonte Turner and Jordan Bowden. But they arguably were your two streakiest players last year. So, I mean, you've got Josiah Jordan James. You know what you think he is. What did you think he might be? You got DJ Burns, who you kind of have an idea, but you don't know. You've never seen these guys play. So I think if you don't add him, I think you're a fringe tournament team.
Did you see Sports Illustrated, SI.com, put out their 2020 big board for the NBA draft?
I did see that.
You know who made that top 10?
I do. I didn't see where he came in. I didn't click on it and see where he came in, but I did see that he was listed on there.
Josiah Jordan James, your
Josiah.
Number 19. Triple J, your number 19 player on SI.com's big board for the 2020 NBA draft.
So when did he add the Jordan?
You know, I was keeping up with his recruitment fairly well, and then he had this like huge article about why he chose Tennessee and like how good of a kid he was and kind of the mold of a Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield, Jordan Bowden type of guy. And then that article had Jordan in it. So I was like, is this a new – like, are we getting two Josiah James? Just someone – they had to add the middle name? Like,
and it's – is it his middle name? Because the way I've seen it, it's Josiah Jordan. Hyphen yeah. Jordan James. James.
I don't know. I think
so. It's not even one of those situations where it's like where they've got the last name that's hyphenated.
Right. I think the easiest solution is to just call him Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
I like calling him Josiah Jordan James, but it's way too long.
Yeah, that is tricky. Like, what if you get super excited? Josiah Jordan James! You can't even get it out.
I'm interested to see what Kessling will do.
Oh, man. He has his hands full. Kamhua, Uros. Who else is?
Uros Plavsic. Let's see.
Olivier Kamhua.
Yeah. Is it Kamhua?
Yeah.
I thought it was Kamwa.
No, it's. We've studied this on 3 and Out.
Okay.
The great Houston Crest. Has studied this.
I will not question.
Kamhua.
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 Kamhua just it flows off the tongue better. Kind of sounds exotic. Kamhua.
So with Blackshear, though, I've made the argument that, of course, he's important to the this upcoming season, right? However, I feel like he's even more important for the success of the program with the 2020 recruiting class.
And you said that's Blackshear?
Yes. If I misspoke, Blackshear. Because we already have Corey Walker, 4-star small forward. We are in great shape for Keon Johnson, 4-star, number 31 player in the nation out of Bell Buckle, Tennessee. I don't know if you've paid attention to him, shooting guard, great player. Jaden Springer, 10th player in the nation, 5-star guy. Tennessee's in his top 3. I think he announces in August. And then my guy, Bryce Thompson. I don't know. Have you heard about Bryce Thompson?
Oh yeah.
I don't know if we have if Tennessee has a shot at landing him. They did offer him. He's an Oklahoma guy. Offers from Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas. So he might stay out in the Midwest. But he moved up like 170 spots, and now he's a 4-star, 26th player in the nation. So Tennessee's also in on P.J. Hall, another 4-star. That relationship's warm on 247. So they're in on a lot of big names, and I think if you get Blackshear, you make that tournament, you make a run to the Sweet 16, maybe even the Elite Eight. I know that's pushing it a little bit, but that could set up for a good 2020 class.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the 2020 class is going to be, I think it'll be the best class, the highest rated class in school history. And I think if you get Blackshear, he kind of bridges that gap between last year's team and the success that they've had, and then the future of the 2020 class and the high-level prospects that you have coming in that class. I think Blackshear kind of bridges that gap, and like you said, Billy, gets you to the tournament and hopefully a deep tournament run as well. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to get on. Take a quick break. Final segment of hour number one. It's flown by here on 3 and Out. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Run Radio. Three and Out, rolling right along. Let's go straight to the phone lines and get a call from Philly. Phil, how's it going, man?
Why you say, Brandon?
Hey, Philly, long time no talk.
What's up, Philly?
Yeah, how you and Billy doing?
Doing good this morning, Phil.
Pretty good combination there this morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's everybody taking vacations and a Bear Bryant free radio for a week. It's kind of a, you know, pleasant.
It's been, you know, Phil, it's been a lot more laid back here at Fan Run this week. No hostilities. It's been nice.
What that pertaining to there? No hostilities.
I don't know. I'm not saying that there's. I'm not saying that correlation equals causation, but you can put it together.
How good is this Howard kid that went to Webb? Is that Chattanooga Baylor now that we got a commitment from?
I think he's a pretty good athlete. I've watched him a time or two. Now, when he – you got to take who he's playing, you know, into account, Philly. But he's one, if not the best player on the field almost every single game. Very athletic, very elusive. Like I said earlier, I think that we could potentially see him return kicks and punts once he gets to Tennessee. Pruitt wants to play him in the defense. He's got elite speed, so he's going to be able to keep up with those quick receivers. I think he's a pretty solid athlete. I don't really have a great comparison because he is kind of a smaller guy right now, but he's pretty good.
Yeah, Jesse Simonton tweeted yesterday, tweets that Tennessee gets him, and then says a legit 4-3 guy. Projects as a defensive back. So, yeah.
Well, how many DBs do they need? Somebody to home run hitter on the offense.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of my – if I had one thing that I was going to nitpick, it seems like we're going a little heavy on the defense. And I know Pruitt's a defensive guy, and I even think they have more guys on the – they have more guys on the defensive staff? Than they do the off. I can't remember. I feel like they got one more guy on one side of the ball, but
well, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens here. We'll see if the coaching improves this year. I heard y'all talk. Was it you, Brandon, talking about the coaching?
Yeah.
Well, the offensive coaching, I'm more concerned. Well, now they got Chaney. That it all stabilized the offensive coaching, but we'll see. I don't think you can make anything out of Jerry Garantano. If we go 6-6 for him, that's the ceiling, I think.
You out on Garantano, Philly?
I've been out on him.
Yeah, Phil.
I don't think he'll ever get it done.
Phil's been out for a while. I'm still holding out hope, Phil. If he can't get it done this year, then I'll be out as well. I mean, if Jim Chaney can't turn him around, then I think you move on the next year. But I mean, people were saying the same thing about Jonathan Crompton in between 08 and 09, and he had a pretty decent season in 2009. So I mean, I'm holding out hope for Garantano.
Philly, I got a question for you. I ain't talked to you in a while. What do you feeling good about Blackshear or no?
I have no idea. I felt good up until the longest thing he was dragging out. I don't know what the holdup is. Just go ahead and decide where you're going to go and go. I mean, if it don't really make any sense why you'd visit all these SEC schools and turn around and go back to Virginia Tech with a new coach and an inferior team. I mean, it don't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that would definitely shock me. Like you said, a brand new coaching staff. He hasn't really established himself on a high level. I mean, you know, Virginia Tech's in the ACC now. We'll really get to see what he's made of. If I'm Blackshear, I go to someone I know that can develop me, someone that I know has been around the game a while. I think it makes sense to go to Tennessee. I also think it makes sense to go to Kentucky, but we'll see.
I don't think it makes any sense to go to Kentucky at all, because look at Reed Travis. He was a grad transfer. Did he get in the NBA? So it's maybe a free agent thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a tough comparison. I know we've made it here on this show. I don't think Reed Travis was as good as Kerry Blackshear. I don't think he can shoot the three as good. He did get injured last season. So now, to your point, Philly, he's not going to get as many touches at Kentucky as he'd get at Tennessee.
Yeah.
But I think that he could go to Kentucky and get drafted? Absolutely. Do I think he could come to Tennessee and get drafted? Absolutely.
I think it's a better chance of him getting drafted if he comes here than he goes to Kentucky with all the sharing playing time and everything they got going on up there.
Yeah, I mean, he comes here and you make him the focal point of your offense.
Exactly. One more thing, guys. I don't think Blackshear coming here is going to affect the 2020 class at all, because Keon Johnson probably announced on August 6th he's coming here. And then they're in good shape with P.J. Hall. The recruiting is going to be basically over for basketball season. They may hold one for Jaden Springer if he wants to come.
Yeah, do you think Tennessee lands Springer?
I don't know. I really don't know. I say it's at least 50-50 getting Springer, because they've put themselves in good shape. I guess it depends on how much money North Carolina wants to throw at him. That's where he's from.
That's where he's from. He plays at IMG Academy, correct?
Yeah, he's from Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see. But they're involved with a lot of good players. It's a shame. All honesty, I don't know. Some of these other players are going to be out of here, because they might sign 4 or 5, is what I've heard, because I just don't see Zach Kent or people like that. I don't see anything staying on the roster myself.
Yeah, when you're bringing in these top 40 recruits, you definitely make room for these guys.
Yeah. What's everybody taking vacations for? When are y'all going to take one? Brandon, you had one a little while ago, but
everybody's
trying to beat you to the punch now, ain't they?
I got mine taken care of early, Phil. Got to knock it out of the way. Got to be here for the summer.
I try. I guess they'd be calling sick this week. See you.
Appreciate the call, Philly.
Yeah, Philly brings up a lot of good points. The 2020 class, and you mentioned it right before break, it has the potential to be the best class in Tennessee basketball history, which is amazing, because we talked about Rick Barnes and getting paid as the third highest coach in college basketball, and if the year later he brings in the best class in Tennessee history,
you can't really say too much. Well, It's weird, because the knock on Barnes has changed since the entire time he's been here. The criticism has always been there, but it's always changed. When he first gets here, the first 2 years, he's not recruiting. Where are the big time recruits? You bring in Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, Jordan Bone. Yeah, they weren't highly rated, but you turned them into NBA draft picks. Now the criticism is, oh, well, look, he's the third highest paid coach in the country. Why aren't we making deep runs of the tournament? We've been bounced early twice. And that's true, but, I mean, yeah, you want to see deep runs of the tournament, but I mean, Purdue was a good team. That Klein kid had the night of his life. Things like that happen. Those things are out of your control. And then now you're getting the the five-star recruits. You're getting the top 100 recruits. So I'll be interested to see what the knock on Barnes is when he starts bringing in the high-level recruits. 865-546-8200 is our number if you'd like to join us. Hour number two coming up. We'll tie our conversations in hour one. We'll tie them together. If you could only pick one, Kerry Blackshear, you can land Kerry Blackshear, or you land a five-star recruit. You can only pick one. Which one are you going with? 865-546-8200. We'll kick that around on the other side. You're listening to 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio.